Michael Wynn joins me again. Michael, good to see you again this morning.
Eric, good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you look fresh today. You know, everything going well for you?
It's going great.
Great. Hey, Michael, I wanted to continue our conversation last week. Michael, by the way, is the managing broker of the office, one of the three offices that I affiliate with at Long & Foster. And Michael is a dear friend of mine, and I've asked him, he's been in the business almost as long as I have. He started in 1988. He's been managing in a real estate practice, managing 75 agents to 80 agents for about 10 years now. And, Michael, I asked you before what you think the next 10 years are going to be like. We talked about that last week. Tell me a good real estate story, any kind of story at all that you have from the annals of Michael Wynn's history.
Well, you know, Eric, I love tradition. And one of the things I've loved about our office is that we have agents who have embraced what we call geographical farming.
Okay.
And that's where agents will give out gifts and information and try to care for a particular neighborhood. And it's interesting, even as times have changed and electronic communication has become even more prevalent, that a tradition like this would continue. And so our agents have marketed neighborhoods. And in one particular way that I'm very fond of is something we call apple butter. So our agents will give out thousands of jars of apple butter every fall. And this has been going on for over 30 years. And I love when an agent comes in the office and shares that a particular jar of apple butter has earned them three or four transactions, which really to us means an opportunity to care for people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful to see how people still embrace tradition,
right?
How they still appreciate hard work and an agent's willingness to get out and to knock on doors and to meet and greet and to care for people. So what's old-fashioned is becoming trendy, and we're seeing it just really do well for our company, and it served the agent and hopefully our clients extremely well.
So the essence of this is the theory of farming, which is to pick a geographical location in whatever business you might be involved in. What I mean by that is, in real estate, you might favor a particular area because that's where you live and you're an agent and you want to do business in that location. So find yourself a farm area and knock on the doors personally. Seriously. I mean, it just is foreign to most people to have somebody knock on the door who isn't soliciting money, right? It's a strange thing when you show up at the front door of somebody's house and instead of asking for something, you offer them something. There's an old proverb that says the gift makes way for the man. And that is true. As you give a small gift and you do it faithfully over a long period of time, you position yourself in people's minds as the expert and the person that they can rely on because they see that consistency in your performance in a small thing like giving them a notepad or giving them a jar of apple butter. There are a few thousand houses I've been giving apple butter to for over 20 years now. And those people know me, and they certainly don't always see me, but they know me because they know of the apple butter. And the kids, it's funny, we're knocking on the door, showing up at the front, and we'll say, "Hi, I'm Eric Stewart. I'm here with the apple butter." And the kids will say, "Mommy, it's the apple butter man." Like, that's what I do for a living. So in reality, I sell real estate, but I've used a small tool, like you said, that I was taught by my broker. You're faithful in little and faithful in much. And so these are good practices to put in. What else do you got for me? Anything else on in terms of a story, perhaps something that happened in your career that stands out in your memory?
We were talking about earlier just about some of the challenges that we face as agents. And I remember one story that's always stuck with me. I was a fairly new agent, and I had listed a property for a wonderful couple. And they had decided to sell the property to their son. And they went on to buy a property locally in the area with another very fine agent. Everyone was lined up, working together, cooperating. And we decided that it would be great if we all settled with the same settlement attorney and if we all had our clients come to the settlement company in their moving trucks.
Really?
Yes, to settle and then to move on into their new homes. Wonderful plan.
Uh-huh.
Well, we were sitting at settlement. I was the first in line, and the son decided not to show up.
Oh, no.
And if you can imagine, this happened to be the day before Thanksgiving. So everyone's trying to get out for the holiday and to go home and enjoy their families. And,
right,
of course, these six families are concerned as what they're going to be able to do. And they all had moving trucks and no place to go and no clothes. So we were not able to get to the son to come to the table then. And we had to send everyone home. They had to unpack their trucks
No.
and move back into their property. So long story short, 10 days later, we were able to get the son to settle on the property, and it's just a testament to calmer heads prevail, and cooperation makes a big difference.
Wow. Certainly a real estate nightmare story for sure, and I'm glad that it worked out in the end. Michael, stay with me. I've got a couple other guests on the show coming up, and I'd like you to come back and join me. I'll be right back with more of The Eric Stewart Show right here on WMAN.